Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Angels are always defined in the, as masculine beings. I mean, not as feminine, but as masculine in the male form. They're always referred to as men. Now, and I have a note here. I'm not going to read it. You may want to note this. In Zechariah chapter number 5, it talks about two women with wings. This is the only one that people have a question about these women with wings in Zechariah 5. All right. They're never called angels in that section of Scripture. And they are associated with divine judgment and evil. Not good, but evil. Now, when we get into the study of demons, because demons are fallen angels, and probably next week we'll touch on it, about this, what we call demons, who are those who God created them, but they are fallen angels. Well, these two women, it's a picture of judgment and all. We'll talk about that later on. But they're always referred to as masculine beings. Matthew chapter number 28, verses number 2 through 4. I'll just give you a couple verses here. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came from heaven, came down and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And notice verse number 3, and his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. That's just one example of the many, many, many examples in Scripture where it talks about the masculine pronoun. Acts 12:7. I have marked it. Let me read this one. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, speaking of Peter. Remember, he was in prison. And a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. Notice he used the word pronoun, he. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up. Now, that great earthquake, the chains fell off, and Peter, I could see the angels, hey, get up and get out of here, you know. That's what the word smote means. But again, a reference to an angel, the pronoun is he. There are other ones in here that we could mention. Again, Mark 16, Revelation 22, 8 and 9 and others. But won't you see that they're always referred to as masculine beings in the gender. Matter of fact, let me talk about genders for 30 seconds. There are only two. There's male and female. Yeah, there's, huh? Do what? I ain't talking about angelic body. I'm talking about in the human. There's only two, male and female, all right? I'm sorry if you think there's something else, but the Bible tells us in the book of Mark that God created him from the beginning, male and female. And that's what he said, so it's good enough. Okay. So notice that they're masculine beings. Number 4, they're also non-reproductive beings. In other words, they don't have babies. Let me repeat. Angels don't have babies. Okay. When you understand this, when you get in Genesis chapter number 6, and it talks about those sons of God, and then talks about the sons of man. People think that's angels cohabiting with women and they produce some kind of monstrosity. God did not create them to reproduce. They are a company, not a race. There's a difference. They're a company of angels. They are not a race, R-A-C-E. We don't have baby angels. Matter of fact, again, talking to cemetery, not being critical of anyone, it's a good little thought. But when it said, like a baby dies, it says on the tombstone, going to be an angel. Well, don't shortchange that baby. There's something better than being an angel. It's being in the presence of God with a new body, you know, be like Christ and all. But anyway, they're a company, not a race. Matthew chapter number 22, verse number 30. And you know the story there about the resurrection. A woman died, my husband died, the husband died, married a brother, he died, he married a brother, he died, remember all that? In the resurrection, whose husband is this woman going to be? The first husband, the second husband, third husband, fourth husband, whose husband is she? Jesus answered, verse number 29. said unto them, ye do err not knowing the scriptures. By the way, you know why most people err in their doctrine? They don't know the word of God. Jesus laid it out, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Now, verse number 30. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. So Jesus opened up that door a little bit to let us take a small glimpse into heaven. Angels aren't married. They don't reproduce. What God created at the beginning, they're still here. Matter of fact, they're deathless beings. They don't die. Luke chapter number 20. Verses number 35 and 36. It's the same passage of scripture, but in Luke it goes a little bit more detail. Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worship to attain the world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Basically, what he's saying here, the angels never die. Also, people who are resurrected and we're in heaven, we're never going to die, okay? But he referred to the angels. They're like the angels in heaven. They never die. Now, the fallen angels will be judged. We'll look at that next week. As a matter of fact, there's some fallen angels today who are being judged here in the underworld, waiting to be released for the tribulation time period and all. But eventually they're going to be judged, thrown into the lake of fire, and they'll be there forever. They won't never die. They are deathless beings. And by the way, in Romans chapter number 6, it talks a little bit about us. Know you not that ye shall judge angels? Now let that sink in. We cannot do that now. We don't have the power, the ability to judge angels. But one day, we're going to have that ability. When is that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Oh, man, it's time to quit, and I ain't got started. Okay? During the tribulation period, we're going to have a glorified body just like Christ. Aren't you going to be glad about that? Okay, during the tribulation period, we're going to have the privilege of apprehending some of these rascals. I believe God's going to give us the privilege of the ones who really bothered us. Again, and I got to quit. God's people cannot be possessed by devils or demons. We can't be possessed, but we can be oppressed from the outside. Okay, I believe God's going to give us the privilege of the ones who've been bothering us. Okay, well, go get that guy, okay? And you think I'm crazy. Romans 6 said we're going to judge these angels. And anyway, there's so many things I could say. But they're not, they're a company. They're not a race. And next week we'll get a little bit deeper in this. I got to quit. There are holy angels and there are now unholy angels. We call them the fallen angels. We call them demons. And they were once... Knowing that they were created by God, they all had a choice about who to follow, who to serve, and they followed Satan. Many, a third of them, of the angelic realm, followed Satan, and we'll read about that next week, okay? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, a lot of things we don't understand, and Lord, but there are some things you've given us in Scripture about angels and angelic hosts. Lord, I pray that we stay within the confines of Scripture and not speculate. And Lord, that you open our eyes to wonderful truths. But beyond this angelic realm, we thank you for Jesus. Lord, he's better, better, better. Anything we can think or imagine. Or somebody here today that's never trust you as Christ. Lord, that say as their Savior. Lord, that this will be the hour they call upon your name. Again, bless our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.